like to, maybe I would, there we go. I'd like to call to order the meeting, the regular scheduled meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. I'd like to introduce the assistant principal at Jefferson Middle School, Mr. Mike Haygood, who will introduce our guests for this evening.
Thank you so much. I won't take just a second. Ms. Lehman, if I could have you come forward, I'm going to ask Ms. Lehman to briefly let these girls have them and boy a moment to shine here. She'll introduce everyone and then lead us in the pledge, and she has a short number for us. Thank you.
Wait. Would you go to the microphone, or the millions watching us on TV will never hear what you're saying.
Okay. Is this good? These are eighth grade students from the Jefferson Middle School chorus. In the front row from left to right, we have Dahlia Cantley, Amanda North, Macy Giles, Chastity Donald, Jamie Lindsley, Taylor McMahon. On the back row from left to right, we have Cassidy Wild, Maddie McIntyre, Nicole Hightower, Caprila Hacker, Dylan Nawachik, Sincere Trust, and Carla Hicks. And they are, after the pledge, going to lead us in a song or sing a song for us. It's Seasons of Love from the musical Rent.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But before we go, we say this, and it is the truth, and we'll say it every meeting. This is the best part of being on the Board of Education, is to have these young people come in, provide us with a great start to our meeting, and show off your talents. So thank you again very much for being here. I knew it took an effort for you to get here and get prepared with school just starting and all the other hundreds of things you're doing. And thank you for bringing them here, and parents and others that are here with them, thank you as well for sharing them with us. Thank you. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Richter, seconded by Mr. DiGregorio. Any additions, corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Next on the agenda is special reports and presentations. We have some guests in the audience that I'd like to introduce. Dr. Marzak, I'll go to you first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to first say congratulations to our new director of the Education Foundation, Ms. Jessica Steed. If you'd please stand, give you a big round of applause. Very excited to work with you and welcome on board.
And I'd also like to welcome Ms. Carlene Richter. I don't know where she went. Oh, there she's back there. She will be attending the meetings on a regular basis, representing the League of Women Voters, and then we'll be making a report back to them, Ms. Richter. And yes, there is a relationship there. We appreciate your attendance and thank you for what you do with the League of Women Voters and what they do for our community. I know they'll be quite busy in the next few months with elections coming up again, with forums and presenting information. Great way to learn about the candidates and who they are. So thank you very much. Next item is good news. Mr. DiGregorio.
My good news is from Willowbrooks Elementary School, who has been awarded a AAA School Safety Patrol Advancement Grant in the amount of $500. Their application was in the top 10 national submissions to receive this patrol program grant. The Charles M. Hayes Advancement Grant is awarded annually through a fund at the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. Good news for Willowbrook.
Ms. Richter.
My good news comes from one of our teachers at Woodland Elementary. Michael Carvella, a second grade teacher there, will receive the 2015 California Casualty Award for Teaching Excellence. Mr. Carvella was nominated by the National Education Association state affiliate, and as such, he receives a cash award, and then he may become a finalist. They select five. And he may be eligible to win an even larger cash award. Along with that, he will be among 39 public educators who will be honored at the NEA Foundation's Salute to Excellence at a gala to be held in Washington, D.C. on February 13th, 2015. So congratulations to Mr. Carvella and Woodland School.
And my good news, I'm not sure if it's good news or not. I guess it depends on which way you take this. My good news is that at the end of the board meeting tonight, I have accepted the Ice Bucket Challenge. and Miss. I think I'll be able to make it through the meeting to get there, but I will also issue a challenge. I know Mayor Behan has already participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge along with our own Dr. Marzak and Dr. Borschers and Mr. Phil Cox over at Jefferson. They had a great event over there. Mr. Haygood,
right?
Mr. Reddick was all were there. And I think you raised like $700 or something? $750. That's great. So I would like to challenge all of the other members of City Council that have not participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge. They can take the challenge, they can make a donation, or they can do both, actually. And I think... this is really, as we all know, kind of taken off and has been a great support for the ALS Foundation. And I hope that those who are participating and those who are donating, and I will also make a donation, and I know other board members have as well. We had a young man that battled ALS, a former Oak Ridge High School student, probably longer than anybody I can remember. Yeah, between 25 and 30 years. I'll donate in his memory, Mr. Bill Cosson.
Mr. Chairman, Eddie, can I say something?
Yes.
My sister passed away from ALS back 8 years ago. And so this is a very important event. I'll say, having done it, it's a chilling experience.
Well, I didn't trust anybody on this board to actually do the dumping, and I'm not sure my selection is going to be even better, but Mr. Reddick has volunteered to do that, so we'll see what happens. So that's my good news. Ms. Eagle.
My good news tonight comes from Glenwood Elementary School, where UCOR awarded two grants to Glenwood teachers, Katie Miller for fourth grade scientific literature and Gwen Harrell for special education supplements in math and science. Glenwood was awarded a 2014-15 21st Century Classroom grant to operate extended school hour programs. And these things at the elementary level make a huge difference. And so we're very grateful to UCOR and to any other grant-making entities because these things really do make a difference for our kids.
Mr. Eby.
My good news comes from Oak Ridge High School. First, let me say, is Sharon Thomas here? I don't think she's here tonight. So, I can pronounce her name, but this next thing. She is a science teacher. Sharon Thomas had a paper published in Genetics. The title of the paper is Sisters Unbound and Required for Meiotic, Centromeric, Cohesion, and Drosophila, Melanogaster. I don't know how I probably butchered that, but
Drosophila.
Thank you. Drosophila. What about the last one?
Melanogaster.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations to Sharon Thomas for that. And also, good news from Oak Ridge High School senior Indigo Jackson scored a perfect 36 on the ACT. That's great.
Absolutely. Next on the agenda is a section called Just the Facts About Oak Ridge. The Sister City Support Organization fosters international friendship through relationship with its sister city of Naka, Japan. The annual summer middle school exchange program has been promoting cultural sharing and learning opportunities for students to explore other culture for over 20 years. And I know several of us on the board have served as hosts for students, and I know Mr. DiGregorio actually traveled on that trip as a chaperone. It's a great program. It's currently going on. We had a reception for the host families and the chaperones and the students from Naka, Japan. Our exchange delegation this year includes 10 middle school students and their two chaperones. They have had a fun and interesting week with travel to Knoxville and a tour of Neyland Stadium, experiencing the city complex, the story of the Friendship Bell, eating lunch in the Oak Ridge High School food court, explored the Children's Museum, and have traveled to the Smokies, where they enjoyed a picnic lunch at Cades Cove and fun alpine sliding at Ober-Gatlinburg. The group also has had a fun day of learning as they've explored the American Museum of Science and Energy and partake in the Oak Ridge tradition that is eating at Big Ed's Pizza. We are happy to have them as our guests, and we know they will enjoy their stay in Oak Ridge. And that's just some of the facts about things going on in our Oak Ridge school system. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on a topic that is not on the board agenda. The board does not take action at this time, but may have questions and then may direct the superintendent to provide additional information or direct you to the appropriate staff member. If you choose to speak, please sign your name and address at the podium and then state your name and address. You will have 3 minutes to speak. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time?
I'm Andy Marate at 121 West Look Circle. It has been a number of years since I addressed you. And that's not because I've been neglecting you. I keep track of what goes on every meeting and besides. Enough was said in the last few meetings about the transportation, buses. My view is it was clumsy at best, the way it was handled, and it was plain incompetent and insensitive to the parents' needs. We all know the crows don't go to school and the children don't fly. I have, in process of collecting signatures for my petition, I spoke with no less than 50 people, different walks of life. Parents, teachers, maintenance people, citizens, old children, and generally what's coming back to me gives me a much better insight is what goes on in town outside of your narrow focus of just education. A couple of statements a few of you made publicly, which are patently false, that because you couldn't provide transportation, because the council did not give you enough money. And that's not just true, because council has no jurisdiction in how you spend and allocate the money. And please, in the future, refrain from making incorrect statements. They are on the border of lies. It's not just not true. And many of you have said that in writing and in public. And that's just not right. Same thing with the teachers' raises. That's half-truth. They didn't get raised because, again, the council didn't give you enough money. Council has got nothing to do with giving raises or not to the school staff. It's your job, and it's your allocation of money. So there again, I emphasize this, and if it ever comes up again in public, I will counter it vehemently. You have $55 million at your disposal, which the council doesn't tell you how to spend. And yet, every time you point fingers at the council, and who is council? Council has no money of their own. It's taxpayers' money. So you are poking your fingers in the taxpayers' eyes.
30 seconds.
Who pay your bills. And that's impolite and incorrect. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Jessica Steed. I would like to begin just by thanking you guys for your service to our schools and to the community of Oak Ridge, along with all the teachers and administrators who are here tonight. I just want to take off my foundation hat, and I just come as a mother tonight. I have a student at Woodland who's been involved in the chess club. And this year, there is nobody to run chess club. There's no teacher as such. So I just wanted to make the request known here in case there are some ideas that you guys have, or maybe someone sitting out here would be able to lead chess. We need someone that's able to teach children at an elementary level. They're actually quite capable and very good chess players. They've been to several competitions, and there's a big trophy case full of trophies at Woodland in the lobby from past wins. So unless we find a teacher very quickly, chess is going to die out this year at Woodland, as well as Jefferson. The librarian that just recently retired was the chess club leader there. So I just hate to see the tradition of excellent chess playing at Jefferson and Woodland die, and that's what we're faced with unless we can find someone to lead both of those programs. So I just wanted to make the request known that there's help needed. If you want to contact me, I will get you set up with the right person to get that going again. Thanks again.
And if you'll make, thank you, and make sure the young lady sitting right there includes that in her newspaper article. Like you say, there's probably someone out there that's an excellent chess player that would jump at the opportunity to be a volunteer to do that. Don't look at me. I can barely play checkers. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, we will close the public forum and move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Discussion. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next, we'll move under to items for action. The first one is recommendation for position reclassification. Dr. Marzak.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I recommend that the Family Services Secretary position be reclassified to a Family Service Advocate position. This request is being made because the scope of services of this position is more than a secretarial position. Funds are available through Head Start and Title I.
You've heard the recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Richter. Comments, Dr. Marzak, or questions or from the board?
No, sir. I talked to Charles C. Cofer about this earlier today, and this position is necessary and needed, and they do have the funds to cover it.
Mr. Eby.
Will the same person who's currently serving as secretary be serving in this position, point one and point two? Can you explain the difference between what an advocate would be doing versus secretary?
I have somebody here that can answer those questions. Ms. Tribby Kelly, if you could step up if you know the answer to these questions, that would be wonderful.
Basically, what she'll be doing is we'll be assisting the families on a variety of things, resources in the community, helping them make goals so they can better their families, make sure that there's health services available for them, dental, a variety of things. So we desperately need that for our program.
Anyone else?
I think the question was.
Same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same person, correct. Yes.
Okay. So there's no change in staff. It's just basically resetting the position to be commensurate with what they're actually doing.
Correct, okay. Actually, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Seeing no one else, the motion on the floor is for the reclassification of a Family Services Secretary position to be reclassified to a Family Service Advocate position. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next item under items for action is FY15 budget amendment, transportation changes, and this is a first reading.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the budget amendment to use $500,000 from fund balance for student transportation changes.
Per the recommendation, do I hear a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Richter. Comments, questions, Dr. Marzak?
No, sir. This is action based on last month's meeting, or actually 3 weeks ago meeting. So all there in the budget amendment notes.
Mr. Eby?
Just want to make sure, because last time was $300,000. We had $200,000 from previous, so we've combined those into a single action is what with regard to the budget?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ms. Eigel?
Oh, we understand from the last meeting that it will take, at least from that point, a couple of months to actually implement the changes. Does that have any impact on the cost?
Diane? Come on up to the mic. Come on down here.
I don't think it's going to have any impact on the cost. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to go through the budget, and we've already been charging. They're going to have to work through it. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. If it could lower it a little bit more, it probably will be a little bit less than that $500,000 till we implement it. But what it would actually be, that I don't know.
And what we can do is we can always report back on the final figure to kind of let you know where we are at a later date.
Mr. Eby.
And while you're there, can you tell us how we're doing with regard to looking at ridership numbers and getting new buses?
Well, we got six of the nine buses were inspected today by the state trooper. The other three, we have repairs to do. Basically, I need 18 new tires for those. We need some engine repair on one of them, and we need seat repair on another one. So that'll take a little bit of time, but I do have six that we can put in play. I think it still gives me two spares, which isn't good, but it's doable. I have two drivers in training right now. Luckily, they do have a CDL and have driven a school bus, so they don't need the 52 hours of training. It's only 20 hours of training, so hopefully they'll be done by the end of next week and be ready to go. Right now, it's my routing is what's taking the time. We'll have the buses. We should have the drivers within the 2 weeks, but the routing is hard because we had over 300 bus requests, whether they were a change of address or just a new request to ride buses in the last 2 weeks. So we're dealing with putting all those students on a bus, plus figuring out who in that 1.5 zone that was in the PRZ zone wants to ride the bus. So we have to redo all our bus routes without losing a lot of the information we have now, which is really impossible to do at this point. So that's what's holding me up now. I said at first it would be probably October sometime. I'm looking more forward to the end of September. You know, I'll get it as soon as I can. But, like I said, we'll be good with buses, hopefully with the drivers. Of course, I just had two come in to me today and say that they've applied for jobs elsewhere because they don't know what's going to happen here. You know, they're afraid of next year what's going to happen, even if they have a job this year. So. But that's always a case where we're always looking for drivers. But routing right now is a big thing. What I'd like to do is I'd like to try to get all the students listed that we have, and I'm working with the programmers on hopefully getting postcards out to all the families and say, okay, this is what we have your student listed as a rider. If there's any changes, if they are not riding or... You know, if they are riding but aren't listed as a rider, please contact us so we can get them in there. So, but again, I'm looking for the end of September. Hopefully sooner, but, you know, I can do it by the end of September.
Other questions? Thank you. Hearing or seeing no other questions, the motion is first reading. Budget Amendment 1, transportation changes. Approval of the budget amendment would be to use the $500,000 from fund balance for student transportation changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is revised board policy 1.803, first reading. Dr. Marzak.
Yes, I recommend approval of revised board policy 1.803 to include prohibiting the use of electronic cigarettes on all school grounds.
Per the recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Richter, seconded by Mr. DiGregorio. Comments, questions? Dr. Marzak?
Yes, we noticed about a week and a half ago that we don't have anything posted on any of our public grounds outside of the school about the use of cigarettes are prohibited or tobacco is prohibited. We really didn't have anything about electronic cigarettes either. So we have now some patrons at some of our sporting events smoking vapor, e-cigarettes, if you will. So we need to get that policy up and published in public for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm. Questions from the board?
Covered my question, but I guess I was thinking more in terms of in the schools. Have we had a problem with students
No.
using vapor cigarettes?
No. To my knowledge, no, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
Motion is revising board policy 1.803. This is first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is suspension of the second reading requirement for revised board policy 1.803. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. DiGregorio, seconded by Ms. Richter. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, under items for information, the item is Head Start data outcomes for the 2013-2014 school year. Dr. Marzak?
Yes, if you look at the attachment, Ms. Kofer has given us Head Start outcome report from Oak Ridge Preschools for the 2013-14 year, and you'll notice from initial assessment to the end of the year assessment some pretty big jumps in student performance. I think this is a testament to how great the preschool is and how well the teachers work with the students. As we know, Head Start primarily serves a lot of students that come from poverty. So when we see changes of 18 percentile points and 22 percentile points in receptive and expressive language and academic cognitive skills, that's pretty impressive results. So we wanted to give you this just to show you how well the Oak Ridge Preschools is performing.
Ms. Eagle.
And these changes in progress are from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, not from one year to the next?
Yes, beginning of the year to the end of the year.
So
students assessed
you're talking
around
about individual students from the beginning to the end. That is really good news.
That's very good news, especially and as you know, if you want to see true growth, you do pre-test, post-test, and that's what we have here.
Mr. Eby.
I had a couple of questions with regard to the table of your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you had nothing in the first time, then your change is just from the mid-year to the end of the year. I think I figured that out.
Okay.
But if I look at receptive and expressive language, first was 61%, mid-year was 76, and the end of the year was 85, and it says a change of 40. Would that change not be 24%? Because everything else appears to be a difference. Or maybe I'm not reading it correctly.
I don't see where you're reading, sir.
The three-year-old classes, program level 2013-2014 diagnostic outcomes.
Oh, okay,
gotcha.
Yeah, second page. Yeah.
Yeah, should be 44. That should be 20. I presume that should be 24%.
Yeah. Yes, sir, you're correct. That should be 24%.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Just want to make sure I understood the process.
The math.
Yep.
Ms. Richter.
I do have a question. You mentioned in the support that the measurement's going to change next year.
Mm-hmm.
Why will that be changing?
The entire Anderson County Head Start program is moving to the LAP 3
okay.
Per Head Start regulations, and since we're part of that, we're moving as well.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Again, Dr. Marzak, echo your comments of the good work that our preschool staff does. They are dealing, if you ever come in this building, if you haven't been in this building, you ought to come in and just sit out on that bench out there and watch what goes on. It's pretty amazing and pretty incredible. And the success that they have again, just indicates the quality of staff that we have in this building. So,
and if you get an opportunity to watch instruction, I had the benefit last spring of performing the team evaluations on many of the teachers and also having other principals come in from the district to measure. Every single person said it was absolutely phenomenal the way they were working with students and interacting. Three-year-olds, absolutely phenomenal.
And I guess if you're ever having a bad day, you just come in here and watch those little cherubs and do what they do. It's pretty good.
In fact, I think next week or the week after, the board is at preschool soon. Coming up soon.
We've got to take you to one of the classrooms. They have the bubble wrap station where you go over and you work on your fine motor skills by popping bubble wrap. I came back to the office just asking Lynn and Sandy, do we have an extra bubble wrap? They're almost out in the station. It's fun. So maybe we'll go out there and pop some bubbles.
I think now we know what we can get you for your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That or a shiny red bouncing ball.
Yeah. There you go. Other questions? Okay, that was just items for information. We moved items for discussion. None listed there. Old business. Just a couple of reminders. We will be starting in September. We'll do September, October, and November for focus on education. And we're working on dates. We'll get those dates out to the board and get that started. That's our TV show that we do. Also, board members, you're working. Some are working. Some have finished on the superintendent's evaluation and the board's self-evaluation. If you have, I need to talk with each of you individually, if I haven't already talked before you leave, on the process with the superintendent's evaluation, so don't let me forget that when you leave. Any other old business? New business?
Hang on, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Is it possible during this time to respond to the public forum with the gentleman that came up that was talking about how we misguided the community and we spoke mistruths? Is that possible during this time?
Yes.
Okay. I would just like to reinforce to the people that are sitting in the audience and people that are watching at home in TV land. At no point did we try to hoodwink or pull over in the community. We can only budget with the money that's given to us. And with increases, according to ACAs, we found out from Ms. Lean, Ms. Gagliano, and some other increases in costs that have come with a flatline budget over many years, you have to do with the money you've been given. And as you saw over proceedings during the month of May and June and April, we believe this board worked in their best faith to do what was best with the money that they had. I don't feel that we work with a board that tries to pull one over on the community at any time. And good fiscal management is what we're all about. And so just responding to the public forum, I'd just like to say that it's easy to pay attention to social media and listen to what everything is going on, but it's a whole lot better to come to the meetings and hear it from the horse's mouth. So that's just what I'd like to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Communications, my one communication, two communications, and talking with various principals throughout our system, and you might want to speak to this too, Dr. Marzak. I think we had a very excellent start to the school year. I know some great comments from our teaching staff and our administrators in the school buildings, and we'll know that will continue throughout the school year. So any comments you'd like to make in that regard?
No, talking to many principals, it's been a great start to school. Had a great conversation with Mr. Bryan at Oak Ridge High School last Friday. He said it's been smooth as butter. It's been phenomenal. Students are great. They're respectful. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Staff has been attentive to needs, so it's been a really good start at Oak Ridge High School. I had the opportunity of being at Glenwood this past Monday morning when they were starting their Ames web testing. Completely freaked out the teachers. Why are you here? Like, I'm just watching. You guys are good. Did a great job with Ames web testing. So I've been hearing some really good things going on in Oak Ridge School. So it's been a really good start to school.
That's great. And would also mention this Friday night at Blankenship Field, kickoff is 7:30. The Oak Ridge Wildcats will be taking on the Farragut Admirals. That'd be the Farragut Admirals. Well, but good crowd. I think it's important. Would issue a challenge to those watching and those in the audience. If you are a regular attendee, I know you'll be there. If you're not a regular attendee, you need to come. And if you have been coming, bring somebody with you that hasn't been there in a while. I mean, it's a great night of entertainment. You've got these kids, the football players, the band, the cheerleaders, the dance team, all of this action going on, and we need to be in those stands to support our kids that work hard every day. And if you're a parent, you know how hard they work. If you're not a parent and have been and forgotten how hard they work, you'll think back on that, because they do, and they need our support. So I hope we'll see everybody there on Friday night. And with that said, we're adjourned.
Where do we go to watch you get dunked again?